It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Money Pit is presented by Fluid Master and Pavestone. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, summer is wrapping up, fall is approaching, and that means it's almost Goldilocks time once again, Leslie. It's not too hot. It's not too cold.
Oh, it's just right.
You get projects done around your house. So whether you're working inside or out, we are here to help you take on those jobs, answer your questions, help you do it right the first time. Help yourself first, though, by reaching out to us with your questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question to us. It will come to us immediately, and we can get back to you with an answer. We've got a lot planned for today's program, starting with rooftop solar panels. Do you ever wonder if these are worth the cost? We're starting to see them all over the place, especially as we have tax credits that incentivize people to install them. But are they always worth it? Do they always provide a good ROI? We're going to share some advice on that in just a bit.
And do you buy spray dish soap to use in your kitchen? Well, you can stop buying it and start making it from scratch. We're going to share the recipe just ahead.
And it's almost fire pit season, so we're going to give you the step-by-step tips on how you can build your own fire pit using the Ladera bricks from Pavestone. It's a really cool process, the way you stack these bricks with no mortar, and you drop an insert into it, and your fire pit is done. I saw a video where they were building a fire pit from scratch, and it took them literally about 5 minutes to finish the whole darn thing.
All right, I love that. And give us a call, guys, because we want to help you out with all of the projects that you are working on to make your money pit into your dream home. Whatever it is, you got a big project, a small project, we are here to lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, so give us a call with your questions, 888-666-3974.
Lee in Maryland's on the line with a concrete question. What can we do for you today?
House was built 30 years ago, and I've been told by several contractors that my slab is 16 by 18 that I'm going to pour. I've been told by several contractors that I should put rebar into the house and connect it to the house. And then I've been told by other contractors that I should just put expansion joints in. And I don't know what to do.
Okay, so this slab is for the garage?
No, it's off the side of my deck.
Oh, okay, so a patio. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it'll be right up against the house, though.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, putting the rebar in and tying into the house is a good, solid way to do that. But if you prep the soil right underneath it, I tend to think you probably don't have to do that. Most people, where they go wrong, is they don't prep the soil. They don't prep the soil. They don't prep the base. And if that soil is compressible, if it's topsoil, if it's mulch, if it's not flattened out and really tamped down mechanically, I mean with a machine tamper, then you're going to have all kinds of movement in that slab, and that's where you get in trouble. So if it's just a matter of being concerned about it dropping, you know, I guess with all the work you're doing, it wouldn't hurt to run the rebar into the house. You'd have to drill holes, set it inside the block wall, and then run the rebar into the slab itself. But you want to make sure that slab is properly reinforced. If it's 16 by 8, you know, you're probably going to want to put a seam in it to give it some room to move without cracking. But I think it's not terribly necessary, but I don't think you can go wrong by doing it. But, again, the most important thing is to tamp that base under where you're going to pour the slab really, really well, because invariably that's what causes the problems with slabs. And make sure you have a good pitch away from the house so that you don't trap any water against the house. You don't force water to run back into the house even when it settles, okay?
Okay. It had a base of concrete backwash tamped down really good, and it was starting to set up pretty good. But I was going to bring in some more 57 limestone and then pack it down. You think that would be ample or a good choice of rock to use?
Yeah, I would go through the trouble of renting a mechanical tamper and using a mechanical tamper, because I tell you what, when you put that base in and you tamp it mechanically, it itself becomes hard as concrete.
Okay.
Thanks, Lee. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we've got Linda on the line calling in from Florida. How can we help you today?
I have a cement floor that was originally stained, and then it was painted over with supposedly a really good stuff, and now not doing well, and we want to take care of it, but we don't want to have to remove all that's there. We just want to know if you have something we could put over it that will it has heavy machinery in it, and, you know, there's gas and oil and all that sort of stuff.
So this is where, in the garage?
Actually, it's in a hangar.
Oh, it's in a hangar. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So usually the best kind of floor for an industrial location like that is epoxy paint. And the way epoxy paint works is it's a two-part paint. So when you purchase it, you know, it probably comes in larger quantities depending on how many square feet you want to apply. But typically, like for a house, it would come in a gallon-sized container, except that when you open the gallon up, it's only filled up about three-quarters of the way, because you also get a quart of hardener, and the idea is you mix the two together. And then the chemical reaction is what gives you the durability and the drying of that epoxy surface. Now, because it was stained and not as concerned, because it was painted, you will need to at least get off any loose paint material that's there now. Because if you put good paint over bad paint, you're still going to have flaking, because the bad paint acts kind of as, you know, like the Teflon there, and it won't let the new paint get into the floor itself. So you are going to have to pressure wash that floor, or you're going to have to abrade that floor. You got to get as much of that old paint off as you can so that you have a good surface. But I think the solution is epoxy paint. And they also have sort of a coloring fleck that can be added to that paint that gives it kind of a texture and helps sort of hide the dirt. So if you're looking for, you know, a reasonably easy, inexpensive way to give that floor a whole new look and new life, I would recommend epoxy paint.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoy listening to you.
Well, thank you, Linda. We appreciate the call. 888-666-3974.
David in Delaware is on the line with an HVAC conundrum. What is going on at your money pit?
I've been in this house for 29 years. I was the original owner, and I live in a two-story house. And on the second story, I've always had two rooms that were too hot in the summertime and too cold in the wintertime. So the first thing I did to the whole house was replace all the windows. It didn't help it. 3 years ago, I replaced my heat pump and got a bigger unit, helped it out a little bit, but not a whole lot. And then after I got my solar panels, the guys came in and did a leak test on my house. And they said the house is good and tight, but the guy said that most of your cold air return is being sucked up in the basement. So I've got some big time leaks down there. So after looking around down there, the guy also clued me into that my cold air return ducts they used, or they did back in the day, your studs going up through the walls and the rafters in the basement.
Right. They used that as the duct itself. They basically used the stud bay as the duct.
So where I found my problem to be is the main trunk of the cold air return. They just kind of cut a great big hole in it, and then they raised the trunk up to the floor joist. well, I've got gaping holes up where the trunk does not hit the joist. And that's like on four different joists that I need to try to seal that up, and it's in a bad spot to get to. I was wondering, do you have any ideas?
So, yeah, first of all, duct sealing itself and leaky ducts are responsible for probably more energy loss than almost anything else in a forced air system. Now, there's a number of ways that you can attack this. You can do it sort of structurally and mechanically, where you try to get to every one of these ducts and try to repair it so it doesn't have the leaks. Or you can do it with a product called AeroSeal. AeroSeal is a product that's sprayed into the duct system and basically sticks to the inside of the ducts, completely sealing them, and it's designed to basically look for the gaps and then build up where the air is escaping in those gaps and makes the entire system much more efficient. There's a great video on this on thisoldhouse.com. If you Google This Old House and AeroSeal, AeroSeal, you'll find that video, and you can kind of understand the whole story. But basically, once it's applied, it completely seals both the return and the supply ducts, and it might be just the ticket that you need to get this house working again. Because you're right, if you don't have proper air returns, you know, heating and cooling systems work not by just dumping cold air or warm air into the room. They work by recirculating air, because it takes many passes of that air through the room to get it to the temperature that you want it to be. And if they're full of holes, it's just not going to work right. So take a look at AeroSeal. I think that might be the solution to your problem.
And on your online thing, it'll show how to apply it, how to do it?
It's professionally applied. It's not a do-it-yourself project. It requires special tools. Yeah. And you're better off doing it that way. This way you know that it's done right, and all of those gaps are sealed. But I think it'll make a big difference.
I appreciate your help.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on so we can help you with all of those home improvement questions. Coming up, federal tax credits can help pay for a lot of different improvements in your home, and adding solar is one of them. We're going to tell you if this improvement makes sense for you after this.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Introducing the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com.
Congress is poised to pass a bill to keep AM radio in cars, but time is running out. 82 million Americans risk losing the news, sports, talk, traffic, and vital emergency information they rely on. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this bill now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials, with products including PINK Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you got a home improvement question, but maybe you're just sort of stuck on who to ask and you're running out of neighbors and tools to borrow and things like that? Well, come on. We are your home improvement gurus, so give us a call. Let us know what is going on so we can help you save money, save time, avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. Follow along in the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Do you have a home improvement question? It comes to you any hour of the day or night. Well, you can always reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT and leave that question. You can also crack open Home Maintenance for Dummies, my new book. It's just out on the market right now. You can see it at moneypit.com/dummies. I'll tell you what, we're going to give away a copy to one lucky caller that reaches out to us with their question. So let's make that happen now. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. I mean, in this book, I pretty much take the intimidation out of the common home repair jobs that you might want to tackle. There's easy-to-follow guides. There's diagrams. There's tips. You'll learn how to stop drafty windows, lower your energy bills. You name it, it's in the book. So why not call us right now with your question, and you might just win a copy for yourself. Or you can check it out at moneypit.com/dummies.
Well, we've got Nancy in Arkansas on the line who's working on a deck project but keeps running into some pesky tree roots. What is going on in your yard?
We want to build a deck at the back of our house, but we have massive tree root, and we've cut down the tree that caused the problem, but we're having trouble getting rid of the, they're so thick that we can't figure out a way to get a deck over them.
Well, Nancy, you absolutely need to make room for the foundation for this deck. A couple of things come to mind. Number one, you may be able to design it in such a way as you requiring fewer I don't know how you're going to support this, but let's say, for example, you're going to drop piers or sonotubes in the ground and then fill it with concrete. If you have a sturdier beam, you would need fewer points of contact, hence fewer places where you have to battle those roots. The other thing that you might think about doing is having a tree company come in with a stump grinder. They can usually get about 3 feet into the soil, and see if it's possible to chop up some of those roots that are right below the soil there so that you can get to the opportunity to dig it out and fit a concrete form in there. As long as you get that down about 3 feet, that's probably all you're going to need. But there's no easy way to do this. You're just going to have to battle it out. I think a stump grinder is a good place to start that will loosen up as much as possible. Then from that point forward, it's just going to be hard work for you to chop down and get those out. So I wish I had an easier solution for you, but yeah, it really comes down to that. You just got to get rid of it. It's wood. You can break it up. You can cut it. It just takes work. Well, have you ever wondered if adding rooftop solar panels to save energy is worth the cost? There are a lot of factors to consider, but if your home is a good candidate, energy.gov says there are potential cost benefits.
Yeah, you know, rooftop solar can reduce your energy bills by generating your own electricity. You then can reduce or even eliminate that monthly electricity bill. And that's going to help you recoup the initial investment within 10 years. And that's sort of typically within 10 years. Now, homes with solar energy systems also have a higher property value, and they do tend to sell faster. And you might be eligible for federal tax credits, as well as other incentives, rebates, and tax credits at the local level.
But there are other things to consider that can impact this decision. First of all, you need to consider the rapid development of whole home battery systems. I mean, these are amazing. They basically store power for days on end, and they come on whenever the power goes out in your house. So you can run off of these batteries, and you can also charge them using solar panels. So consider that you could use the solar panels to charge the batteries and then run the house off the batteries. And that means your overall electrical use from the utility company is going to be way, way lower, and you don't need as many solar panels as you would if you were basically having them do all the work. So lots of options to consider. And then lastly, be wary of companies that want to lease you solar panels, because if you want to sell that house and that lease is still on it, you're going to have to pay it off, right? So the numbers that they show you, and these guys always show you that back of the envelope math. It's like when you're buying a car, try to make it like look like it's a good deal. But if you consider the fact that that lease has to be paid if you sell the house, then in my view, it doesn't increase the value of your house. It actually takes away from it, or certainly takes away from your profit, because you got to dig deep and pay off whatever's left on that.
Matt in California is on the line and needs some help with a fireplace. What can we do for you?
Our hearth is ugly, and we want to replace it. We want to take it out and replace it. It has a fireplace insert, but we want to replace it with a wood stove. And our question is, does that, by taking the hearth out, will that affect the flume, the integrity of it, when we put in a wood stove?
Well, I mean, it depends structurally how it's constructed. You know, generally speaking, with a fireplace, the chimney rests on the fireplace. So structurally speaking, you need to make sure that that is still the case. If you're going to leave the fireplace in place and essentially just convert it to a wood stove, then what you'll probably do is break into the chimney and the flue above the fireplace, kind of with a 90-degree bend and straight in, and you'd seal the bottom of the chimney or certainly put a clean-out door there, maybe just leave the damper in place. It won't affect the structural integrity as long as you leave it structurally intact. You can't start just taking apart the fireplace and expect the chimney not to fall, though. Does that make sense, Matt?
Yeah, all right. Okay, I'm glad I asked. I don't want to take that out and have it all pulled apart on me.
You mean I would, if it's just the hearth down the bottom that sticks out, you'd probably take that out. But you're really going to have somebody with structural common sense take a look at that and answer this question for you, because I can't see it from here, obviously.
Right, exactly. That's what I thought. Okay, no, that helps. I appreciate that.
But, I mean, are you open to just changing the hearth and changing the look of the fireplace itself? Because that's not terribly difficult.
Yeah, it's the fireplace itself is not very economical, even with the insert that's in there. It's not economic at all. So we want to go with a wood stove. If we put a wood stove there, that would look not very pleasing with the hearth sticking out like it is, and then having a wood stove. So we thought we could replace that, you know, all the way up to the wall, and then kind of design it so it would look, you know, attractive with a wood stove within there.
Well, you might be able to remove that hearth, but you're going to have a mason or a contractor look at it. If the hearth is there to essentially help make use of the fireplace safer. So if the hearth is not lending any structural contribution to the overall fireplace, you may be able to break that part out and leave the rest in place.
Okay, yeah, I'll have someone look at it, because I think that's what we want to do. But you're right, I have someone look at it first. Thank you a lot, appreciate it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next, you guys like to use the spray dish soap. It's becoming really, really popular, and we love it because it's just so darn convenient. But here's the thing. You don't have to buy it at a supermarket. You can make it. Got the recipe for you next.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
This $99 travel offer is for vacation-minded consumers who see the value in owning a timeshare. If you're the kind of person that loves going to the same destination every year, a timeshare can be perfect for you. And Westgate Resorts is the right company to call. We may have the perfect vacation destination for you. With a timeshare, you own, not rent. The beauty of a timeshare vacation is it's a fixed cost. So with rising costs of vacation travel, at least you know your cost is fixed, and you can take your family for years to the same great place, or you trade weeks if you like. It's like owning a vacation home without owning the headaches. And for just $99, we'll give you 3 days to come check us out. Call Westgate right now.
800-251-7629. 800-251-7629. 800-251-7629. That's 800-251-7629.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes,
people, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Got any projects planned for the fall season? Leslie, what about you? What are you tackling this fall around your house?
Oh, my goodness. I just did some roof repairs to get us ready for the winter season. I just did a couple of repairs to the stone around the driveway. You know, things get loose, even though we've only had the driveway like 2 years. So it's like little bitty things here and there. And I just did a major clean out at the condo on the ski mountain up in Vermont. We were having some issues with the fireplace, so I took care of all of that. So I'm just trying to get everything ready so I can maybe relax this winter season. How about you?
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I wasn't sure what project I was going to do first until my shower started leaking, so now I know. I found some little gaps in the grout, and sometimes if you use the drain, if you want to know where your shower or your bathtub is leaking, run water down the drain. If it doesn't leak, that's good. It's not the drains. I found that I had little gaps between the tile where the grout had fallen out, so those need to be repaired. So that's my next project.
Always something, Tom.
Yep.
Mindy in Kentucky is on the line and has a flooring question. How can we help you with your project?
Yes. We have a really hideous linoleum in our on our kitchen floor. It's actually been in the house since we bought it. And, of course, it's starting to peel up, and there's actually other linoleum under it. And, actually, I'm really afraid to dig any deeper to see how many levels might be on it. I was just wondering, is it worth the time and effort, you know, and possible extra cost to just take everything up?
Do you have a dishwasher in that kitchen?
No, we do not. I'd love to have one, but I do not have one, no.
Well, the reason I ask you is because if you don't take up the old floor, you'd end up sort of sealing in the dishwasher, and it's hard to remove it after that. I mean, generally speaking, I'm an advocate of taking up the old flooring because I think it's kind of sloppy to put new layers over the old. But I can see if it's difficult to get it up or for budget reasons that you don't want to go in that direction. But I would recommend you take it up if you can.
Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mindy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, do you find that you rely on spray dish soap to keep your kitchen sparkling clean? If so, you know it's a powerful tool that's hard to live without. But what do you do when you run out? Of course, you run out and buy some more. Well, you can easily whip up your own spray dish soap right at home with ingredients that you may already have on hand. Not only is it convenient, but it's also better for your wallet and the environment.
Yeah, now you're going to need a few very simple ingredients. You need, of course, a spray bottle. You'll need about 13 ounces of water, then just 4 tablespoons of dish soap and 2 tablespoons of rubbing alcohol. And optionally, if you want to smell nice, you can add a few drops of your favorite essential oil for fragrance.
Now, here's how you make it. You want to start by pouring some water into a spray bottle. You measure about 13 ounces of water, pour that into the empty spray bottle. Distilled water is going to be ideal if you want to avoid streaks or residue. Now, then you add your dish soap and some rubbing alcohol. So think about adding 4 tablespoons of your favorite dish soap and 2 tablespoons of rubbing alcohol right into that water. If you want a more natural option, you can use unscented soap and go without anything that sort of has added colors.
And last, and this is an option, you can add essential oil. So rubbing alcohol can have a strong odor. So if you prefer, you can add a few drops of an essential oil, like lemon or peppermint, to give your spray a very fresh scent. And then just swirl the mix. Screw the top back on, swirl it gently to mix up the ingredients. Just like that, your DIY spray dish soap is ready to use to tackle those dirty dishes. And you did it yourself and saved a lot of money in the process.
All right, now we've got Richard in Illinois on the line who's getting some water through the foundation. Tell us what's going on.
What it is over time, I've got a ranch house with a walkout basement. And on the walkout, when you come out, there is a retaining wall that is about 8 foot tall where it meets the house. It hasn't really separated from the house, but there is water that gets in between the retaining wall and the foundation, and then it gathers right at the bottom on a heavy rain and then seeps back into the basement. So I'm trying to figure out, the previous owner that had this house has put something in there like a caulking of some type that has gotten hard over time, and it's not slowing it down too much.
So this is a gravity situation. So let's give you a gravity solution. Let's have the drainage work with you and not against you. And by the way, you can seal this till the cows come home, and it's still going to find its way in. What you have to do is stop the water from accumulating. So on the opposite side of this retaining wall, I'm guessing that there's some runoff that goes towards the wall.
Yes, there is.
So what you're going to want to do is intercept that runoff so we don't get as much water that collects in that area. What we want to try to do is limit the amount of water that gets in that area to just direct rainfall with no runoff. That means no gutter discharge, no runoff from higher elevations.
So the way we do that is first of all, examine the gutter situation and make sure there's no water dropping at the high side of this where it could work its way down. If there is, you've got to run a pipe underground to get it to a place where it's not going to interfere with leakage into the basement. Secondly, in terms of intercepting the runoff, what you could do is install something called a curtain drain, Richard. It's a rather simple drain that you might construct yourself. You dig a trench that's about 12 inches deep and 12 inches wide. You put some stone in that trench. Then you put a perforated pipe on top of the stone, surround it with more stone, lay a piece of filter cloth across the top, and cover it with soil. So when it's all done, it's invisible. And the end of that drain that you just installed should exit the daylight somewhere. So you need to figure out the best way to do that based on the configuration of your yard. What that will do is it'll intercept the water that's coming down from higher elevations. It'll fall into that trench, come up into the pipe, and then run around the house as opposed to collecting in that particular corner. If we can keep the water from collecting in that area, you will probably be just fine because it's rare that just direct rainfall accumulates enough water to actually leak into the house. It's almost always the runoff from gutters and from drainage.
Right. Well, and needless to say, I'll probably have to do some get rid of some landscaping because it's got some little green bushes there along that wall as well. So
yeah, and that's a good point because sometimes you can make the problem worse by having landscaping that traps water. So just think in terms of water control here, not in terms of trying to seal that water out, and I think you'll be in good shape. Richard, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7. We're always standing by to take notes so we can help you out. You can reach us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you've got a cozy backyard retreat in mind for this fall season, well, then you know it needs a fire pit. Stick around because we're going to teach you how you can build your own fire pit with Ladera Blocks by Pavestone.
You live in a money pit.
This fall, make your home stand out with a stunning upgrade from Deich Coatings. Spread Rock Speckled Granite Coating adds a beautiful, durable finish to your porch, steps, or walkway. It's perfect for basement floors, accent walls, and pool decks, and available in mocha, anvil, and ice gray.
Made from real stone, Spread Rock goes on easily, transforming your space with a rich granite stone look. Plus, it's affordable, just $55 a gallon with free shipping. Elevate your home today. Visit DeichCoatings.com and order Spread Rock now.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including PINK Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to unlock your home's potential? Well, you know, you can if you dive right on into the Money Pit podcast. There you're going to find expert tips that will help you turn your house into a home and, of course, tackle all of those home projects with confidence. Be sure to follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, would you guys like to know how to fix drafty windows, seal up air leaks, and optimize your heating and cooling systems for maximum efficiency? Well, that advice and much more is in my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies, and we're giving a copy away to one lucky listener to the Money Pit today. So reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and if we draw it out at the end of the show, we'll send you that book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. You can check it out for yourselves at moneypit.com/dummies.
Well, if you're dreaming of a cozy backyard retreat where you can gather around a warm fire with your family and friends, we've got the perfect project for you. You can build your own square fire pit with the Ladera blocks by Pavestone. Now, these durable concrete blocks are designed for easy assembly, and that makes it a great DIY project that you can tackle in a weekend, maybe this weekend.
That's right. It's a good weekend project. So to get started, you're going to need a few materials. First, pick up the Ladera fire pit kit by Pavestone. It's available in granite or your choice of color. You're going to need some leveling sand, a shovel, a rubber mallet, a level, and a measuring tape. And that's it, just a few tools.
Yeah, the first step, though, is choosing the location. You know, you got to do that first. You want to make sure it's safe, it's a level spot in your yard for that fire pit. You want to make sure it's a good distance from any structure or tree or even overhanging branches. Safety is key, so make sure that you comply with any local regulations regarding fire pits.
Next, you need to prepare the base. So once you found that perfect spot, mark out a square area where your fire pit's going to go. You're going to want that base to be flat and level, so be sure to remove any grass or debris and dig down about 2 to 3 inches. Then just fill that space with leveling sand, and that's going to help create a very stable foundation for your fire pit. Then you want to lay the first layer of blocks. So with the base prepared, you start laying your first layer of Ladera blocks. Place each block down firmly. You can use your rubber mallet to make sure they're all snugly fit together. And as you go, be sure to use the level to check that the blocks are even.
Yeah, and the next step here is to continue building up those walls. Because once you have that first layer down and it's level, you just continue stacking the blocks to the form of the walls, and that creates your fire pit. Typically, you want to build your fire pit about 3 or 4 layers high, and that's going to be the perfect height for containing your fire while still providing warmth to the people who are gathering around. Now, for step 5, you're finishing off that top layer. You want to make sure that the blocks are especially level and aligned, and this is not only going to add to the aesthetic appeal, but it also ensures safety when that fire pit is in use.
Now you've got all the brickwork done, you want to add the fire pit insert. So you should consider adding a metal fire pit insert to the inside of your square fire pit. This helps contain the fire. It also protects the blocks from direct heat, and that extends the life of the fire pit. And then all you have left to do is to enjoy it. Your square fire pit is ready to use. Just grab some firewood, pull up some chairs, and enjoy a night under the stars.
The Ladera Fire Pit Kit by Pavestone makes it easy for anybody to build and create a beautiful, functional fire pit right in their backyard. You can find that kit at your local Home Depot or Lowe's, or if you want some more inspiration, head on over to pavestone.com. Now we're heading to California. We've got Steve on the line who's got a question about insulation. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, recently I'd heard of a new type of insulation. Supposedly it's what they use out on the space shuttles and to protect people. It's a reflective metal.
I think you're talking about radiant barrier. Is that right?
Is that what it is? I guess so.
Yeah. You know, it's only a type of insulation. It's designed to reflect some of the UV rays of the sun back out, or reflect the heat off of the insulation, try to keep it off the insulation and keep it up towards the top of the roof. My concern with radiant barrier is it overheats the shingles and shortens the roof life. There's a lot better ways to save energy than radiant barrier, starting with making sure that you have the right levels of insulation in your attic space, and secondly, making sure that you have the right amount of ventilation venting that attic space. So today, you want to have 15 to 20 inches of insulation if you use fiberglass in the attic, and you need to have a fully vented ridge vent that goes down the peak of the roof and fully open soffit vents. And those two things working together are going to make sure you have energy savings all year round. But it's no miracle fix here. There's no, you know, the new space discovery with this stuff. It's been around as long as I've been on the radio, and that's a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you have fiberglass, you can add additional bats on top of what you have. You can add additional unfaced insulation laying on top of what you have. Just make sure you don't put storage on top of it because you don't want to squish it. You want it to be fluffy. And then make sure you have a fully open ridge vent and soffit vents at the overhang, okay?
So I knew I needed like a big gable vent or something like that.
A ridge vent's much better than a gable vent. It's more efficient because the ridge is always an area of depressurization. In other words, as wind blows over your ridge, the peak of the roof, it wants to draw air out of the attic. And as wind blows against the side of the house, it pushes air in the soffits. So the air goes in the soffit, underneath the roof sheathing, taking away heat in the summer and moisture in the winter, and then exits at the ridge. And that cycle just repeats itself 24/7, 365 days a year.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I put in ridge vents, so I just have to go up there on the ridge, take off the top shingle, lay, cut back the plywood.
That's right. Just cut the slot in and drop a new vent right on top of it.
Well, thank you very much for clearing that up with me. I probably saved myself a lot of money.
Happy to help, Steve. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Happy almost fall, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us here at Team Money Pit. Coming up, getting ready for that heating season, but maybe you're not ready for those heating bills. Well, there's one thing that you can do right now to save a bundle. We'll share that next on the Money Pit.
Live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, food fans. Chef Tal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now for the answer to your home improvement question.
Lisa reached out to Team Money Pit and wants to know how to fix a door lock that sticks. She says it's usually working well, but recently that bolt is getting stuck when I close it. Well, there's a couple of steps here when you're fixing a door lock. So first of all, you need to identify the problem. If the lock is sticking, it could simply be gunked up. It could be filled up with dirt or debris. And it's often the case if the lock isn't operating smoothly. So you got to clean it. To do that, you want to use a spray lubricant like a WD-40, apply it to the door latch and to the door bolt and between the handle and the door. Then open and close that door handle and lock to work the lubricant in, kind of open it, close it, lock the lock, unlock the lock, and that kind of gets everything into all the parts, and then you can wipe away the excess. You also have to check for any loose screws, because even if it's sort of backed out just a little bit from that lock set on the side of the door, it could be just sticking just enough or it's not going to close smoothly. So just tighten up any screws that hold that lock in place just for good measure.
You're also going to want to lubricate it with graphite. You know, for key locks, we always talk about WD-40, but for key locks, you can also use graphite powder for lubrication, which tends to work a little bit better than the WD-40. Now, if you don't have graphite powder, what you can do is rub a pencil on your key and then stick that into the lock, because guess what? That pencil lead is also graphite, and it's going to lubricate it very effectively. And then make sure you adjust the door. If the door is out of alignment, that could by itself be causing the lock to stick, so you may need to just adjust the door. We've got a great video on MoneyPit.com that walks you through step-by-step how to adjust the door for a lock. And if the steps don't resolve the issue in the future, you may have to do a few more adjustments or repairs, but at least you've narrowed down what the cause was.
Yeah, and you know what's funny about doors? I mean, because of the structure of the door, and especially if you have a wood door, the problem could change seasonally or as the temperature changes. You know, on a humid day, it could stick in one place. When it's cool, it can kind of be too loose in some areas or stick in others. So it's kind of a problem that may potentially evolve, and you kind of have to revisit to see what's going on and what you can fix.
Well, there's one thing that you can do right now to save a bundle when it comes time to heat your home. It's a fairly inexpensive thing to do, and it's a great DIY project. Leslie's got info on how you can install your own smart thermostat in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, a smart programmable thermostat is going to ensure that you don't play with the temperature all day, although now you can play with it from your phone, so you do have to make sure that you won't be tempted to do it when you're not there. If you can resist the temptation to adjust those temperatures, you're going to save some money. So at night, you want to keep it at a steady temperature. When you're home, you can set it to about 55 degrees at night, or when you're away, then you have the heat come up automatically about an hour before you wake up. This way you won't freeze after your morning shower. Plus, smart thermostats can also sense when someone is home versus people not being at home and automatically move the temperature to a vacation setting when nobody is around. It's super convenient, and it's going to save you so much money and energy that you're going to wonder why you didn't do it sooner.
Yeah, you know, I just installed an Ecobee thermostat. I have Nest thermostats in my house, but in another house I installed an Ecobee because it has a remote sensor capability, which is kind of cool. It can actually measure the heat in different areas of the house, different rooms, and then balance it out so nobody's too hot and nobody's too cold. It really helps keep the peace for my rental.
Are they just right?
Just right, yeah. Well, squeaking floors are one of life's little annoyances, but do they ever signal a structural problem below? We're going to have the answer, plus step-by-squeaky-step tips to help make them go away for good on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President Kamala Harris' campaign announcing that it's accepted an invitation from CNN for a follow-up debate with former President Donald Trump. During a rally earlier today in North Carolina, the former president said it's just too late for another debate.
The problem with another debate is that it's just too late. Voting has already started. She's had her chance to do it with Fox. You know, Fox invited us on, and I waited and waited, and they turned it down. They turned it down. But now she wants to do a debate right before the election with CNN because she's losing badly.
The former president says he's already fulfilled the debate commitment he'd made.
I've already done two. One with Crooked Joe Biden at CNN. And the other one with Kamala on ABC. CNN was very fair, I thought. Joe was driven out of the race. It was a coup, by the way, but he was driven out of the race. And they've been widely criticized by the radical left lunatics for all of the fairness.
Also at townhall.com, changes with Boeing amid problems with the aerospace company.
Boeing is replacing the CEO of its defense and space business. The unit saddled with money-losing government contracts and embarrassing failures by its Starliner space capsule, which had to leave astronauts at the International Space Station and return to Earth empty. Boeing said Friday Ted Colbert is out, and the division's COO, Steve Parker, is in temporarily while the search is on for a permanent replacement. Since the start of 2022, the Defense and Space Division has lost $6 billion, slightly more than Boeing's airplane business. I'm Julie Walker.
Hezbollah has announced that it fired a barrage of missiles at a military base deep inside Israel following an Israeli airstrike more than a day earlier that killed at least 37 people. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Football is back, and so is tailgating. Whether it's Friday Night Lights, Saturday College, or Pro Sundays, Solaire portable infrared grills set up fast and heat up quickly. Only 3 minutes to searing hot temperatures, just like the big backyard Solaires. The Solaire grills will make you the master of the tailgater with the juiciest, most flavorful food in the parking lot. The fast grilling times leave you more time to talk up your team, and they cool down fast so you won't miss a minute of the game. The Solaire Anywhere and Solaire Everywhere portable infrared grills are perfect for any grilling on the go, from picnics to camping, RVs to boating, but especially tailgating. And they're made in the USA with the confidence of a 100-year-old family business. Amaze your tailgating friends with Solaire infrared grills. Learn more about these fantastic grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. besthotgrill.com.
California's governor has signed a law to protect children from social media addiction.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signs a law making it illegal for social media platforms to knowingly provide addictive feeds to children without parental consent. The legislation will take effect in 2027. The policies are part of a growing push in states across the country to try to address the impacts of social media on the well-being of children. I'm Julie Walker.
The European Union is ready to lend Ukraine up to $39 billion as part of a loan package organized by the group of seven major industrial nations. Part of the money will be used to help the country repair and reconnect its war-damaged electricity grid and boost its heating capacity as winter approaches. Around half of Ukraine's energy infrastructure is destroyed. Rolling energy blackouts are leaving parts of the east in darkness. The main aim is to help Ukraine decentralize the power grid. More at townhall.com. If your new bed suddenly breaks, you're not the only one sleeping on the floor.
Some 138,000 platform beds sold at major retailers like Amazon and Walmart are being recalled in the U.S. and Canada because they can collapse, posing injury risk. Utah-based importer CVB Incorporated recalling the Lucid brand platform beds. U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission and Health Canada says the beds can sag, break, or collapse during use. To date, 18 injuries in the U.S., 11 more north of the border. Jason Walker reporting.
If you're trying to lose a bit of weight and want a new way to do it, stair climbing is a regular exercise might be for you. It's accessible and research shows it's more effective than walking on level ground. You burn about 20 times more calories going upstairs than walking on flat ground. You'll find more analysis and news at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Time for the Young Eagles Rally at Benton Field. Young people can get free airplane flights on Saturday, September 28th between 8:30 and noon. Local volunteer pilots will take young people ages 8 to 17 for flights. Meet at the EAA Quonset Hut, 2955 South Street, just off Platts. Parents or legal guardian must fill out the registration. Pre-registration is required at yeda.org. Sign up today at yeday.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Life is full of balance, but if you are one of the millions of people affected by dizziness, vertigo, and imbalance, finding your footing isn't as easy as it seems. These conditions disrupt daily life and rob people of their independence. They are often misdiagnosed by healthcare providers, and some people are told that their symptoms are all in their head or that they are just due to stress. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Do you often feel dizzy and foggy-headed? Do you reach out for the wall to keep yourself from falling over? Do you experience a constant ringing in your ears? If you answered yes, you might have a problem with your inner ear. But there's hope. Visit liferebalanced.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn how you can get better. Again, that's 800-837-8428. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-353-0974. That's 800-353-0974. 800-353-0974.
Hey, I'm Reba McEntire. In life, you'll hear a lot of people tell you that you can do anything you want. I'm here to tell you that's true. Since I was a little girl, I dreamed of becoming a successful singer and entertainer. It took a lot of hard work, dedication, and perseverance to find my success, but it was worth it. I never gave up on my dreams. Remember, you can never have a dream come true until you had a dream. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Our country is experiencing a maternal mental health crisis. Mental health conditions are the most common complication of pregnancy and childbirth, affecting 1 in 5 mothers every year. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. If you or a new mom in your life is not bonding with the baby or showing other symptoms of postpartum depression, time matters. Talk to a healthcare provider about the different treatment options that are available today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Money Pit is presented by Fluid Master and Pavestone. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, summer is wrapping up, fall is approaching, and that means it's almost Goldilocks time once again, Leslie. It's not too hot, it's not too cold.
Oh, it's just right.
You get projects done around your house. So whether you're working inside or out, we are here to help you take on those jobs, answer your questions, help you do it right the first time. Help yourself first, though, by reaching out to us with your questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question to us. It will come to us immediately, and we can get back to you with an answer. Got a lot planned for today's program, starting with rooftop solar panels. Do you ever wonder if these are worth the cost? We're starting to see them all over the place, especially as we have tax credits that incentivize people to install them. But are they always worth it? Do they always provide a good ROI? We're going to share some advice on that in just a bit.
And do you buy spray dish soap to use in your kitchen? Well, you can stop buying it and start making it from scratch. We're going to share the recipe just ahead.
And it's almost fire pit season, so we're going to give you the step-by-step tips on how you can build your own fire pit using the Ladera bricks from Pavestone. It's a really cool process, the way you stack these bricks with no mortar, and you drop an insert into it, and your fire pit is done. I saw a video where they were building a fire pit from scratch, and it took them literally about 5 minutes to finish the whole darn thing.
All right, I love that. And give us a call, guys, because we want to help you out with all of the projects that you are working on to make your money pit into your dream home. Whatever it is, you got a big project, a small project, we are here to lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, so give us a call with your questions, 888-666-3974.
Lee in Maryland's on the line with a concrete question. What can we do for you today?
House was built 30 years ago, and I've been told by several contractors that my slab is 16 by 18 that I'm going to pour. I've been told by several contractors that I should put rebar into the house and connect it to the house, and then I've been told by other contractors that I should just put expansion joints in, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, so this slab is for the garage?
No, it's off the side of my deck.
Oh, okay, so a patio. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it'll be right up against the house, though.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, putting the rebar in and tying into the house is a good, solid way to do that, but if you prep the soil right underneath it, I tend to think you probably don't have to do that. Most people, where they go wrong is they don't prep the soil. They don't prep the soil. They don't prep the base. And if that soil is compressible, if it's topsoil, if it's mulch, if it's not flattened out and really tamped down mechanically, I mean with a machine tamper, then you're going to have all kinds of movement in that slab, and that's where you get in trouble. So if it's just a matter of being concerned about it dropping, you know, I guess with all the work you're doing, it wouldn't hurt to run the rebar into the house. You'd have to drill holes, set it inside the block wall, and then run the rebar into the slab itself. But you want to make sure that slab is properly reinforced. If it's 16 by 8, you know, you're probably going to want to put a seam in it to give it some room to move without cracking. But I think it's not terribly necessary, but I don't think you can go wrong by doing it. But, again, the most important thing is to tamp that base under where you're going to pour the slab really, really well, because invariably that's what causes the problems with slabs. And make sure you have a good pitch away from the house so that you don't trap any water against the house. You don't force water to run back into the house even when it settles, okay?
Okay. It had a base of concrete backwash tamped down really good, and it was starting to set up pretty good. But I was going to bring in some more 57 limestone and then pack it down. You think that would be ample or a good choice of rock to use?
Yeah, I would go through the trouble of renting a mechanical tamper and using a mechanical tamper, because I tell you what, when you put that base in and you tamp it mechanically, it itself becomes hard as concrete.
Okay.
Thanks, Lee. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now we've got Linda on the line calling in from Florida. How can we help you today?
I have a cement floor that was originally stained, and then it was painted over with supposedly a really good stuff, and now not doing well, and we want to take care of it, but we don't want to have to remove all that's there. We just want to know if you have something we could put over it that will it has heavy machinery in it, and, you know, there's gas and oil and all that sort of stuff.
So this is where, in the garage?
Actually, it's in a hangar.
Oh, it's in a hangar. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So usually the best kind of floor for an industrial location like that is epoxy paint. And the way epoxy paint works is it's a two-part paint. So when you purchase it, you know, it probably comes in larger quantities depending on how many square feet you want to apply. But typically, like for a house, it would come in a gallon-sized container, except that when you open the gallon up, it's only filled up about three-quarters of the way, because you also get a quart of hardener, and the idea is you mix the two together. And then the chemical reaction is what gives you the durability and the drying of that epoxy surface. Now, because it was stained and not as concerned, because it was painted, you will need to at least get off any loose paint material that's there now. Because if you put good paint over bad paint, you're still going to have flaking, because the bad paint acts kind of as you know, like the Teflon there, and it won't let the new paint get into the floor itself. So you are going to have to pressure wash that floor, or you're going to have to abrade that floor. You got to get as much of that old paint off as you can so that you have a good surface. But I think the solution is epoxy paint, and they also have sort of a coloring fleck that can be added to that paint that gives it kind of a texture and helps sort of hide the dirt. So if you're looking for, you know, a reasonably easy, inexpensive way to give that floor a whole new look and new life, I would recommend epoxy paint.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoy listening to you.
Well, thank you, Linda. We appreciate the call. 888-666-3974.
David in Delaware is on the line with an HVAC conundrum. What is going on at your money pit?
I've been in this house for 29 years. I was the original owner, and I live in a two-story house. And on the second story, I've always had two rooms that were too hot in the summertime and too cold in the wintertime. So the first thing I did to the whole house was replace all the windows. It didn't help it. 3 years ago, I replaced my heat pump and got a bigger unit. Helped it out a little bit, but not a whole lot. And then after I got my solar panels, the guys came in and did a leak test on my house. And they said the house is good and tight, but the guy said that most of your cold air return is being sucked up in the basement. So I've got some big-time leaks down there. So after looking around down there, the guy also clued me into that my cold air return ducts, they used or they did back in the day, your studs going up through the walls and the rafters in the basement.
Right. They used that as the duct itself. They basically used the stud bay as the duct.
So where I found my problem to be is the main trunk of the cold air return. They just kind of cut a great big hole in it, and then they raised the trunk up to the floor joist. Well, I've got gaping holes up where the trunk does not hit the joist, and that's like on four different joists that I need to try to seal that up, and it's in a bad spot to get to. I was wondering, do you have any ideas?
So, yeah, first of all, duct sealing itself and leaky ducts are responsible for probably more energy loss than almost anything else in a forced air system. Now, there's a number of ways that you can attack this. You can do it sort of structurally and mechanically, where you try to get to every one of these ducts and try to repair it so it doesn't have the leaks. Or you can do it with a product called AeroSeal. AeroSeal is a product that's sprayed into the duct system and basically sticks to the inside of the ducts, completely sealing them. And it's designed to basically look for the gaps and then build up where the air is escaping in those gaps, and makes the entire system much more efficient. There's a great video on this on thisoldhouse.com. If you Google This Old House and AeroSeal, AeroSeal, you'll find that video, and you can kind of understand the whole story. But basically, once it's applied, it completely seals both the return and the supply ducts, and it might be just the ticket that you need to get this house working again. Because you're right, if you don't have proper air returns, you know, heating and cooling systems work not by just dumping cold air or warm air into the room. They work by recirculating air, because it takes many passes of that air through the room to get it to the temperature that you want it to be. And if they're full of holes, it's just not going to work right. So take a look at AeroSeal. I think that might be the solution to your problem.
And on your online thing, it'll show how to apply it, how to do it?
It's professionally applied. It's not a do-it-yourself project. It requires special tools. Yeah. And you're better off doing it that way. This way you know that it's done right, and all of those gaps are sealed. But I think it'll make a big difference.
I appreciate your help.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on so we can help you with all of those home improvement questions. Coming up, federal tax credits can help pay for a lot of different improvements in your home, and adding solar is one of them. We're going to tell you if this improvement makes sense for you after this.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Introducing the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com.
Congress is poised to pass a bill to keep AM radio in cars, but time is running out. 82 million Americans risk losing the news, sports, talk, traffic, and vital emergency information they rely on. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this bill now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including PINK Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermofiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you got home improvement questions, but maybe you're just sort of stuck on who to ask and you're running out of neighbors and tools to borrow and things like that. Well, come on. We are your home improvement gurus, so give us a call. Let us know what is going on so we can help you save money, save time, avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. Follow along in the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Do you have a home improvement question? It comes to you any hour of the day or night. Well, you can always reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT and leave that question. You can also crack open Home Maintenance for Dummies, my new book. It's just out on the market right now. You can see it at moneypit.com/dummies. And I'll tell you what, we're going to give away a copy to one lucky caller that reaches out to us with their questions. So let's make that happen now. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. I mean, in this book, I pretty much take the intimidation out of the common home repair jobs that you might want to tackle. There's easy-to-follow guides. There's diagrams. There's tips. You'll learn how to stop drafty windows, lower your energy bills. You name it, it's in the book. So why not call us right now with your question, and you might just win a copy for yourself. Or you can check it out at moneypit.com/dummies.
Well, we've got Nancy in Arkansas on the line who's working on a deck project but keeps running into some pesky tree roots. What is going on in your yard?
We want to build a deck at the back of our house, but we have massive tree root, and we've cut down the tree that caused the problem, but we're having trouble getting rid of the... They're so thick that we can't figure out a way to get a deck over them.
Well, Nancy, you absolutely need to make room for the foundation for this deck. A couple of things come to mind. Number one, you may be able to design it in such a way as you requiring fewer... I don't know how you're going to support this, but let's say, for example, you're going to drop piers or sonotubes in the ground and then fill it with concrete. If you have a sturdier beam, you would need fewer points of contact, hence fewer places where you have to battle those roots. The other thing that you might think about doing is having a tree company come in with a stump grinder. They can usually get about 3 feet into the soil, and see if it's possible to chop up some of those roots that are right below the soil there so that you can get to the opportunity to dig it out and fit a concrete form in there. As long as you get that down about 3 feet, that's probably all you're going to need. But there's no easy way to do this. You're just going to have to battle it out. I think a stump grinder is a good place to start that will loosen up as much as possible.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Redding Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Redding come out in full force for this cause.
The meals includes crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Bye.
Dubai. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Well, you might be able to remove that hearth, but you're going to have a mason or a contractor look at it. If the hearth is there to essentially help make use of the fireplace safer. So if the hearth is not lending any structural contribution to the overall fireplace, you may be able to break that part out and leave the rest in place.
Okay, yeah, I'll have someone look at it because I think that's what we want to do. But you're right, I have to get first. Thank you a lot. Appreciate it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next, do you guys like to use the spray dish soap? It's becoming really, really popular. And we love it because it's just so darn convenient. But here's the thing. You don't have to buy it at a supermarket. You can make it. We've got the recipe for you next.
This $99 travel offer is for vacation-minded consumers who see the value in owning a timeshare. If you're the kind of person that loves going to the same destination every year, a timeshare can be perfect for you. And Westgate Resorts is the right company to call. We may have the perfect vacation destination for you. With a timeshare, you own, not rent. The beauty of a timeshare vacation is it's a fixed cost. So with rising costs of vacation travel, at least you know your cost is fixed, and you can take your family for years to the same great place, or you trade weeks if you like. It's like owning a vacation home without owning the headaches, and for just $99, we'll give you 3 days to come check us out. Call Westgate right now.
800-251-7629. 800-251-7629. 800-251-7629. That's 800-251-7629.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Mockingbird media is touting Kamala Harris's national polling lead, but the real truth is that national polling makes no difference whatsoever, and we're going to tell you why right here on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
We have a huge hole in our nation's roof. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. There should be only one priority for our lawmakers. America is spending $3 billion a day in paying off our own interest. You only need to be voting for candidates who can address this problem. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Affordable Connectivity Program ended this past June, but a company is committed to keeping customers connected.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Got any projects planned for the fall season? Leslie, what about you? What are you tackling this fall around your house?
Oh, my goodness. I just did some roof repairs to get us ready for the winter season. I just did a couple of repairs to the stone around the driveway. You know, things get loose, even though we've only had that driveway like 2 years. So it's like little bitty things here and there. And I just did a major clean out at the condo on the ski mountain up in Vermont. We were having some issues with the fireplace, so I took care of all of that. So I'm just trying to get everything ready so I can maybe relax this winter season. How about you?
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I wasn't sure what project I was going to do first until my shower started leaking, so now I know. I found some little gaps in the grout, and sometimes if you use the drain, if you want to know where your shower or your bathtub is leaking, run water down the drain. If it doesn't leak, that's good. It's not the drains. I found that I had little gaps between the tile where the grout had fallen out, so those need to be repaired. So that's my next project.
Always something, Tom.
Yep.
Mindy in Kentucky is on the line and has a flooring question. How can we help you with your project?
Yes. We have a really hideous linoleum in our on our kitchen floor. It's actually been in the house since we bought it. And, of course, it's starting to peel up, and there's actually other linoleum under it. And, actually, I'm really afraid to dig any deeper to see how many levels might be on it. I was just wondering, is it worth the time and effort, you know, and possible extra cost to just take everything up?
Do you have a dishwasher in that kitchen?
No, we do not. I'd love to have one, but I do not have one, no.
Well, the reason I ask you is because if you don't take up the old floor, you'd end up sort of sealing in the dishwasher, and it's hard to remove it after that. I mean, generally speaking, I'm an advocate of taking up the old flooring because I think it's kind of sloppy to put new layers over the old. But I can see if it's difficult to get it up or for budget reasons that you don't want to go in that direction. But I would recommend you take it up if you can.
Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mindy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, do you find that you rely on spray dish soap to keep your kitchen sparkling clean? If so, you know it's a powerful tool that's hard to live without. But what do you do when you run out? Of course, you run out and buy some more. Well, you can easily whip up your own spray dish soap right at home with ingredients that you may already have on hand. Not only is it convenient, but it's also better for your wallet and the environment.
Yeah, now you're going to need a few very simple ingredients. You need, of course, a spray bottle. You'll need about 13 ounces of water, then just 4 tablespoons of dish soap and 2 tablespoons of rubbing alcohol. And optionally, if you want to smell nice, you can add a few drops of your favorite essential oil for fragrance.
Now, here's how you make it. You want to start by pouring some water into a spray bottle. You measure about 13 ounces of water, pour that into the empty spray bottle. Distilled water is going to be ideal if you want to avoid streaks or residue. Now, then you add your dish soap and some rubbing alcohol. So think about adding 4 tablespoons of your favorite dish soap and 2 tablespoons of rubbing alcohol right into that water. If you want a more natural option, you can use unscented soap and go without anything that sort of has added colors.
And last, and this is an option, you can add essential oil. So rubbing alcohol can have a strong odor. So if you prefer, you can add a few drops of an essential oil like lemon or peppermint to give your spray a very fresh scent. And then just swirl the mix. Screw the top back on, swirl it gently to mix up the ingredients. Just like that, your DIY spray dish soap is ready to use to tackle those dirty dishes. And you did it yourself and saved a lot of money in the process.
All right, now I've got Richard in Illinois on the line who's getting some water through his foundation. Tell us what's going on.
What it is over time, I've got a ranch house with a walkout basement. And on the walkout, when you come out, there is a retaining wall that is about 8 foot tall where it meets the house. It hasn't really separated from the house, but there is water that gets in between the retaining wall and the foundation, and then it gathers right at the bottom on a heavy rain and then seeps back into the basement. So I'm trying to figure out, the previous owner that had this house has put something in there like a caulking of some type that has gotten hard over time, and it's not slowing it down too much.
So this is a gravity situation, so let's give you a gravity solution. Let's have the drainage work with you and not against you. And by the way, you can seal this till the cows come home, and it's still going to find its way in. What you have to do is stop the water from accumulating. So on the opposite side of this retaining wall, I'm guessing that there's some runoff that goes towards the wall.
Yes, there is.
So what you're going to want to do is intercept that runoff so we don't get as much water that collects in that area. What we want to try to do is limit the amount of water that gets in that area to just direct rainfall with no runoff. That means no gutter discharge, no runoff from higher elevations. So the way we do that is first of all, examine the gutter situation and make sure there's no water dropping at the high side of this where it could work its way down. If there is, you've got to run a pipe underground to get it to a place where it's not going to interfere with leakage into the basement. Secondly, in terms of intercepting the runoff, what you could do is install something called a curtain drain, Richard. It's a rather simple drain that you might construct yourself. You dig a trench that's about 12 inches deep and 12 inches wide. You put some stone in that trench. Then you put a perforated pipe on top of the stone, surround it with more stone, lay a piece of filter cloth across the top, and cover it with soil. So it's all done. It's invisible. And the end of that drain that you just installed should exit the daylight somewhere. So you need to figure out the best way to do that based on the configuration of your yard. What that will do is it'll intercept the water that's coming down from higher elevations. It'll fall into that trench, come up into the pipe, and then run around the house as opposed to collecting in that particular corner. If we can keep the water from collecting in that area, you will probably be just fine because it's rare that just direct rainfall accumulates enough water to actually leak into the house. It's almost always the runoff from gutters and from drainage.
Right. Well, and needless to say, I'll probably have to do some get rid of some landscaping because it's got some little green bushes there along that wall as well. So
yeah, and that's a good point because sometimes you can make the problem worse by having landscaping that traps water. So just think in terms of water control here, not in terms of trying to seal that water out, and I think you'll be in good shape. Richard, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7. We're always standing by to take notes so we can help you out. You can reach us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you've got a cozy backyard retreat in mind for this fall season, well, then you know it needs a fire pit. Stick around because we're going to teach you how you can build your own fire pit with Ladera Blocks by Pavestone.
Live in a money pit.
This fall, make your home stand out with a stunning upgrade from Deich Coatings. Spread Rock Speckled Granite Coating adds a beautiful, durable finish to your porch, steps, or walkway. It's perfect for basement floors, accent walls, and pool decks, and available in mocha, anvil, and ice gray.
Made from real stone, Spread Rock goes on easily, transforming your space with a rich granite stone look. Plus, it's affordable, just $55 a gallon with free shipping. Elevate your home today. Visit DeichCoatings.com and order Spread Rock now.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear.
Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including PINK Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO. Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to unlock your home's potential? Well, you know you can if you dive right on into the Money Pit podcast. There you're going to find expert tips that will help you turn your house into a home and, of course, tackle all of those home projects with confidence. Be sure to follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, would you guys like to know how to fix drafty windows, seal up air leaks, and optimize your heating and cooling systems for maximum efficiency? Well, that advice and much more is in my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies, and we're giving a copy away to one lucky listener to the Money Pit today. So reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and if we draw it out at the end of the show, we'll send you that book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. You can check it out for yourselves at moneypit.com/dummies.
Well, if you're dreaming of a cozy backyard retreat where you can gather around a warm fire with your family and friends, we've got the perfect project for you. You can build your own square fire pit with the Ladera blocks by Pavestone. Now, these durable concrete blocks are designed for easy assembly, and that makes it a great DIY project that you can tackle in a weekend, maybe this weekend.
That's right. It's a good weekend project. So to get started, you're going to need a few materials. First, pick up the Ladera fire pit kit by Pavestone. It's available in granite or your choice of color. You're going to need some leveling sand, a shovel, a rubber mallet, a level, and a measuring tape. And that's it, just a few tools.
Yeah, the first step, though, is choosing the location. You know, you got to do that first. You want to make sure it's safe, it's a level spot in your yard for that fire pit. You want to make sure it's a good distance from any structure or tree or even overhanging branches. Safety is key, so make sure that you comply with any local regulations regarding fire pits.
Next, you need to prepare the base. So once you found that perfect spot, mark out a square area where your fire pit's going to go. You're going to want that base to be flat and level, so be sure to remove any grass or debris and dig down about 2 to 3 inches. Then just fill that space with leveling sand, and that's going to help create a very stable foundation for your fire pit. Then you want to lay the first layer of blocks. So with the base prepared, you start laying your first layer of Ladera blocks. Place each block down firmly. You can use your rubber mallet to make sure they're all snugly fit together. And as you go, be sure to use the level to check that the blocks are even.
Yeah, and the next step here is to continue building up those walls. Because once you have that first layer down and it's level, you just continue stacking the blocks to the form of the walls, and that creates your fire pit. Typically, you want to build your fire pit about 3 or 4 layers high, and that's going to be the perfect height for containing your fire while still providing warmth to the people who are gathering around. Now, for step 5, you're finishing off that top layer. You want to make sure that the blocks are especially level and aligned, and this is not only going to add to the aesthetic appeal, but it also ensures safety when that fire pit is in use.
Now you've got all the brickwork done, you want to add the fire pit insert. So you should consider adding a metal fire pit insert to the inside of your square fire pit. This helps contain the fire. It also protects the blocks from direct heat, and that extends the life of the fire pit. And then all you have left to do is to enjoy it. Your square fire pit is ready to use. Just grab some firewood, pull up some chairs, and enjoy a night under the stars.
The Ladera Fire Pit Kit by Pavestone makes it easy for anybody to build and create a beautiful, functional fire pit right in their backyard. You can find that kit at your local Home Depot or Lowe's, or if you want some more inspiration, head on over to pavestone.com. Now we're heading to California. We've got Steve on the line who's got a question about insulation. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, recently I'd heard of a new type of insulation. Supposedly it's what they use out on the space shuttles and to protect people. It's a reflective metal.
I think you're talking about radiant barrier. Is that right?
Is that what it is? I guess
so. Yeah. You know, it's only a type of insulation. It's designed to reflect some of the UV rays of the sun back out, or reflect the heat off of the insulation, try to keep it off the insulation and keep it up towards the top of the roof. And my concern with radiant barrier is it overheats the shingles and shortens the roof life. There's a lot better ways to save energy than radiant barrier, starting with making sure that you have the right levels of insulation in your attic space, and secondly, making sure that you have the right amount of ventilation venting that attic space. So today, you want to have 15 to 20 inches of insulation if you use fiberglass in the attic, and you need to have a fully vented ridge vent that goes down the peak of the roof and fully open soffit vents. And those two things working together are going to make sure you have energy savings all year round. But it's no miracle fix here. There's no, you know, the new space discovery with this stuff. It's been around as long as I've been on the radio, and that's a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you have fiberglass, you can add additional bats on top of what you have. You can add additional unfaced insulation laying on top of what you have. Just make sure you don't put storage on top of it because you don't want to squish it. You want it to be fluffy. And then make sure you have a fully open ridge vent and soffit vents at the overhang. Okay?
So I knew I needed a big gable vent or something like that.
A ridge vent's much better than a gable vent. It's more efficient because the ridge is always in an area of depressurization. In other words, as wind blows over your ridge, the peak of the roof, it wants to draw air out of the attic. And as wind blows against the side of the house, it pushes air in the soffits. So the air goes in the soffit, underneath the roof sheathing, taking away heat in the summer and moisture in the winter, and then exits at the ridge. And that cycle just repeats itself 24/7, 365 days a year.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I put in ridge vents, so I just have to go up there on the ridge, take off the top shingle, lay, cut back the plywood.
That's right. Just cut the slot in and drop a new vent right on top of it.
Well, thank you very much for clearing that up with me. I probably saved myself a lot of money.
Happy to help, Steve. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Happy almost fall, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us here at Team Money Pit. Coming up, getting ready for that heating season, but maybe you're not ready for those heating bills? Well, there's one thing that you can do right now to save a bundle. We'll share that next on the Money Pit.
You live in a money pit.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this...
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.